The blue and green Earth, capped by strands of white clouds, revolves in space. Reflections of the sun bathe the oceans. The golden lights of cities shine on the continents. A band of silver letters with gold trim scrolls across the equator. Universal, a Comcast company. The Earth rests among stars and clouds. A white circle appears with G-Kids inside. A flurry of orange lights come together to shape words and an orange box, Orange Studio. Large red letters, Kenology. A white outline of the Earth with white letters forms the O in Onyx Films. Curved turquoise letters illuminate in moonlight in the stars. Mune.
The ancient books say that in the beginning, there was no light in our world. It took a super strong man to bring a sun down to our little planet.
A chain flies from a planet through space, hooking onto the sun.
The guardian of the sun regulates the seasons, looks after our land and stuff like that.
Plants sprout up from the ground.
As for the moon, it was brought over from the world of dreams by the first guardian of the moon.
Water drops with faces in the grass awe at the guardian carrying the moon.
Actually, he's the one who brought dreams into our world as well.
The moon rises in the sky, illuminating the plants.
And that's how the balance was created between day and night.
A large stone, four-legged creature walks, tugging the sun connected by chains. In a village in a hillside, people tend water buffalo. There are large waterfalls flowing through the village. The buildings are made of stone and surrounded by grassy hills. A man forges a hot spear, molding it. He flips it and hammers the other side into shape. He blows off soot from the spear and smiles. He walks out of a cave and a group of village women wave at him.
Hey, girls.
He licks his finger and touches his big chest.
How's it going?
A woman faints in the crowd.
Tomorrow's the big day. Guess who's about to be the next guardian of the sun?
Damn right.
Sahon throws his spear. It moves in slow motion, then pierces the center of a gong. It flies on through trees. A squirrel on a tree branch reaches toward a hanging fruit. The fruit is impaled by the spear and pinned to a tree. The squirrel stands with his arms up in the air and falls forward off the branch. All the hanging fruits fall. In a rock house, a girl angles a mirror in a window.
Glim! I know what you're up to, and I forbid you to even think about it! You are not going to that ridiculous show!
Anything you
it's
say,
It's none
Dad.
Of our business, and it's too dangerous!
Uh-huh.
I've told you a million times, but no! Why should you listen to an old candle, huh? Well, young lady, because this old candle knows better! You know you can't go out in the sun! Last time you snuck out, your arms melted down to your feet!
Yep.
I am not going to spend my life re-sculpting you!
Of course.
You want to end up like your mother? She also wanted to see the world. Oh, Ursula, my poor precious darling. Why did you have to go out and pick carrots in the terrible heat wave at 3 p.m? I told you the fields weren't safe. Huh? Nightfall. Quick, get to bed and find something else to dream about. If I catch you trying to go tomorrow, you're going to be in big trouble, young lady. Oh, you're making me boil, and the melting's giving me wrinkles and discomfort.
Night falls and the man freezes. Glim freezes smiling. A ring-tailed animal walks through the plants outside. A paw waves over the grass and crescent shapes light up in the stalks. A blue animal blows on the grass and mushrooms light up and grow from the ground. The paws wave over a round flower and it blooms with fluorescent pink light. Plants through the forest light up the night as blue animals wave their arms and touch them.
My fellow people of the night, as you all know, tomorrow I shall be named the new guardian of the moon. The honor and humility I feel at this historic moment, I cannot even put into words, so I won't.
A person of the night leaps over some plants and slides down flat rock, flipping off at the bottom. A large furry creature runs in the plants with its tongue out and chases the person of the night.
Won't miss me.
The person runs further into the trees and the furry creature follows. He stops and looks around. He smells at the trees.
You can catch me, come on!
The person of the night runs through the trees and leaps over a large flower, landing on their leader's head. The leader looks at the young night person and narrows his eyes.
Mune, can't you be responsible for once? You've embarrassed me in front of Leune.
Mune's dad throws Mune in a cave.
I forbid you to go to the ceremony tomorrow. You can come out when you're ready to make yourself useful.
Mune crawls into the cave and sits next to a sleeping baby person of the night.
But I am useful.
Mune holds his arm over the baby and shakes blue sparkles from his fur. The baby smiles and settles back to sleep. Mune looks out of the cave. In the distance, a large camel-like creature passes, dragging the moon on a chain through the night sky. The sun rises over the rock house.
Yay! Today's the day! Everyone to the arena!
The sun reflects in Glim's window mirror to another mirror in the corner of her room onto her. She unfreezes. Her father is still frozen in the darkness downstairs.
Oh, poor daddy. Still frozen.
Her dad's eyes move.
This day is going to go down in history, Dad. I can't miss it. Don't worry. I'll stay in the shade. I promise. Love you. I'll be back for lunch.
She leaves. His body moves slightly, still frozen. She runs outside, jumping from shadow to shadow of the trees. She jumps into the forest. Mune moves from rock to rock and scales up the back of a tree. He sits above a large rock formation.
People of the day!
A man speaks on top.
Give your applause for the immense, the mighty, the legendary Guardian of the Sun, Master Zoda!
An old spiked person of the day walks with a jeweled walking stick.
Thank you.
People of the day cheer on the rocks. In darkness, the people of night sit. In between, in the shadow, Glim cheers.
Thank you.
Zolal walks off the edge of the rock and is caught by the announcer. Zolal rubs a rock next to him.
Thank you, my dear Crack. You have the sweetest heart of stone.
Zolal turns his back, facing away from the crowd.
People of the day, I've been in charge of the sun's path for 350 years now. It's time for me to step down.
Crack sighs.
I call upon my disciples.
And turns Zolal around.
Come forward.
To face the crowd.
Thank you.
Sahone runs to the middle of the Colosseum.
You're the greatest.
With the day people on the left and the night people on the right in darkness. The sun and the moon in the sky poise next to each other over the planet. Glim cheers. Three day women stand in front of her. Sahone kneels down and holds his finger to his mouth. A green man stands on a cliff in the darkness.
As long as the sun shines brightly, the moon will glow humbly. I am Huel, the guardian of the moon. I call upon my disciple to step forward.
Leune steps forward into the dark half of the Colosseum and kneels down.
Oh, son, I present to you my disciple. He has a heart of fire, and I believe him worthy of you.
Zalal holds the jeweled walking stick toward the sun. The sunlight shines a beam through it.
Acknowledge him!
The beam travels through the Colosseum toward Sahom and stops right in front of him, curving around. Zalal shakily holds the stick. The beam curving around through the rocks between the day and night crowds.
We're all gonna die!
Crack holds Zalal and the stick steady. Sahon steps into the beam, the sun shining into his chest.
Sahon.
Oh, yes. Sahon!
Thank you!
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, darling.
Eyes peer out and narrow in the darkness. The sun shines on Glim's hair, and it starts to melt. She fixes it. Behind her, the people of night watch on. Mune runs behind them and looks at Glim. She turns, and he runs away.
Oh, Moon, I present to you my disciple. He has a heart.
Oh, do get on with it.
And I believe him, of you. But only one creature on the planet can be the judge of this.
A small four-legged blue creature walks out.
The purest creature of all.
It walks up to Liyun.
The moon recognizes.
The creature smells him and walks away. Liyun looks up. The creature walks to a bush and sniffs. A blue arm pushes it away. It smells again and is kicked away. It noses in once more and is tossed out. It rushes into the bush, and Mune jumps out. He stumbles, then stands up straight in the Colosseum.
Mune, get out of there right now.
Mune?
So it's you again, is it? Do you mind? We're conducting a ceremony here.
The creature nuzzles up to Mune, and he hops away. The creature follows.
Go. Shoot. Get out of here. Come on. Stay still.
What's your name, little creature?
Mune?
Well then, Mune, you are the new guardian of the moon.
The creature bites Liyun.
What? Him? But you said this whole ceremony was just a formality.
Well, the moon felt otherwise. Yes.
Mune's dad looks at the crowd bowed down. He bows.
We'll see.
A jagged red smile appears under the eyes in the darkness.
There can be no day without night. The same goes for the guardians.
The harmony of the planet now rests in your hands. Prove yourselves worthy.
Sahon and Mune stand. They meet in the shadow in the middle of the day and night and reach out their hands. Sahon pulls Mune close.
Pulled a fast one on Liyun, didn't you, you little blue rat?
But I never wanted this.
The big one is as arrogant as you were.
The small one is as naive as you were.
It was an honor to serve as guardian with you.
Come here, old chap.
The former guardians hug in the shadow. Sahon and Mune look at each other. The rock formation on the dayside stands. The cliff in the darkness stands and becomes the camel-like carrier of the moon. Inside a fiery rock cave, the creature with the eyes in the darkness runs.
Necros! Necros! Zolal's reign is over! The old lizard is on his way out! Spleen, move your butt!
Aw, Mox, chill out! All this negative energy is getting me down.
Hey, you want to fight? I'll show you negative energy!
Silence! I've been burning with desire to hear that delightful news for centuries. Now the time has come to steal back the sun.
Ooh, yeah! The boss is on fire! He's gonna sow chaos and misery everywhere!
Light snakes wrap around Necros's arm.
My precious ones.
Ooh, what are those?
These are evil corruptors. They find darkness in even the purest of souls.
I like it!
Yes, yes! Oh, corrupt me! Make me evil! Oh, well, worth a try.
Soon, the sun will be mine.
The corruptors slither up the rocks and lava waterfalls.
All those years of training for nothing! I really would have made the perfect guardian! The moon was meant for me! It's so unfair!
The corruptors sprout from the ground behind Liyun.
Obviously, the moon was meant for you.
Right! Me!
Precisely. No one else.
Well, certainly not that.
Ridiculous little blue rat. That thing, a guardian.
Exactly! Give me a break!
Clearly the old guardians made an absurd choice. Necros agrees with you.
He does.
Mune stole your place.
Stole it, eh? What does Necros suggest I do about it?
Take back what's rightfully yours.
Meaning?
The sun for him, the moon for you. Come on, Liyun. You know you deserve the moon.
Yes. I certainly do.
Wrapped in the corruptors, Liyun's eyes turn black and red. The corruptors tie him in a cocoon. The moon carrier drags the moon through the sky. A small white creature walks down the illuminated strings attached to the moon in the carrier's feathers, dragging more strings.
Well, moon, this is your home now.
A tree covered with multiple white creatures with strings attached to the moon.
I felt the same way the first time.
What's that for?
Well, to steer the temple, of course.
A creature lands on a platform of the tree and ties down a string. Yule plays the strings. The temple moves as he plays, its stomach illuminated. Mune steps on a mural on the ground.
Oh, and what's this?
You know where the moon comes from, don't you?
No.
It comes from the world of dream. The first guardian carved the moon and brought it into our world through this trapdoor. And now it's your turn to watch over it.
But I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
The role of Guardian of the Moon is astral complexity, and always be extremely careful. You should never put dire consequences. Au revoir.
Yule walks away. A white creature swings to hit Mune, but misses him and hangs.
Look, I really think there's been a mistake. I'm scared of the dark. The stars all look the same to me. I get dawn and dusk mixed up. I'm a terrible singer, so... Guardian of the Moon? Master Yule?
A plant sprouts from Yule's shoulder.
Master Yule, are you okay?
More plants sprout. A long stem grows from under him up into the air, and he sprouts into a tall flower with a crescent on top. Mune turns around. He's in a garden full of tall crescent flowers. In the daylight, Sahon walks with Crack up steps on the Rock Sun Carrier.
Wow.
The Temple of the Sun.
Wow.
Three large chains are bolted in the rock.
Wow.
He elbows Crack, who falls into several pieces.
Oopsie, my bad.
Don't worry, I'm used to it. And yes, it's just wow.
This dude was cool. Can you imagine? That guy harpooned the sun and brought it to our planet. So let's get down to business. Where are the harpoons, huh?
We hardly ever use them. Being guardian of the sun has become more complex since the discovery of astronomy, astrophysics, quantum physics,
but harpooning is what I train for.
Well, there are other skills you'll need to learn other than harpooning stuff. Season calibration, photosynthesis, proper solstice management. Oh, you're paying tribute to Master Zolaal. Like all his predecessors, he's transformed into a majestic statue.
Ew.
It was an honor serving you, Master Zolaal.
And now it's time for our fearless guardians to embark upon their thrilling cosmic adventures in...
A butterfly flies next to Glim.
Hello. Hey, come back here.
She tries to catch it. It flies out the window.
Same place as usual, Dad.
Glim walks away from the window. In darkness, Mune walks along a narrow plank and sees the vast blue land in front of him.
I'm guardian of the moon!
A blue bird flies by him. Mune rides on the tip of the moon temple's beak.
Pretty sure this thing can go faster.
Mune approaches the strings. The white creatures look at him. He reaches for a string and a white creature panics. He plucks the string and the white creature falls.
Wrong note. This chord. Maybe?
He strums two more. Mune starts falling around. The temple changes directions. Mune runs back to the strings.
Give me that. This cord? No. No, this one.
A white creature hangs onto a vibrating platform. The temple stumbles and starts to run. The sun temple stomps his foot in the ground. Sahone rides on his head. A bluebird flies up to Sahone.
Hello, my fine feathered friend. Would you like to rest on my perfectly hot body?
The bird lands on his shoulder. He starts to turn red.
Master Sahone, this much heat could damage the crops. It's time to raise the sun.
Yeah, listen, Crack. I've been thinking about this. Why not have the sunshine all year long? It's so pretty. Huh?
The moon quickly rises in the sky.
Hey, what the heck is he doing there?
The moon temple runs.
Stop!
Mune climbs up the temple's neck.
Stop! You're wrecking everything!
People of the night run into the trees.
What's Mune doing with the night?
The white creatures bounce on the platforms. The moon swings back and forth.
Please stop!
The strings scrape back and forth in the opening. One snaps.
Oh, this is a nightmare.
Two more snap, then another. Mune jumps from the temple's neck and lands on its back. Glim looks out of her window.
Nighttime? At this hour?
Glim pulls out a telescope. Through the telescope, the moon temple gallops through the dark blue land. With a compass, Glim walks up to a map hanging in her room.
The temple's gone off course. Its latitude is all wrong.
The white creatures look at Mune on the carrier's back.
Don't worry, I've got everything under control.
Another string snaps. Only one remains. The creatures all turn around. Mune passes out. The moon swings around. Three creatures hang onto the string.
Where are you going?
Mune pulls on the string. The temple gallops, pulling the moon in an arc to the side. Mune pulls the moon back center. A white creature hops on the string and cheers. The string breaks, Mune falls backward, and the white creature and string fly away with the moon.
No!
The temple closes its eyes and stops moving. it collapses to the ground. The Sun Temple moves closer to the grounded Moon Temple.
Oh, man!
Sahon pulls back on chains. The Sun Carrier stops moving.
That little fuzzball is messing up my first day on the job.
I've come to pay my respects to the new Guardian of the Sun. By the way, congratulations, old friend.
Oh, Leon, thanks. Look, I'm sorry about what happened to you, but as you can see, I've got a situation here with Nida.
Yes, I can see that. Huge mistake giving that creature the job.
Lucky for us, I've got Day under control.
Yes, but for how long? That's the question, Sahon. He's threatening the harmony of our whole planet. And you will have to deal with the consequences of his failings.
Oh, that is so not cool.
Of course, we could set things right. With you and me as guardians.
Sahon picks up a harpoon.
Master Sahon, where are you going?
To get rid of that poser. Not to let him jeopardize my career.
But you can't leave the temple. It's your duty as guardian to...
Guard it? Have you seen the size of the thing? What, are you worried someone's gonna steal it while I'm gone?
Sahon leaves. Liyun follows. The moon floats randomly through the sky.
Oh no. The moon's drifting.
Mewn looks at the moon. He is scolded by one of the white creatures who gesture at him and the moon. Mewn picks the creature up. It shakes in his hands.
I have an idea.
He plucks a string from the creature's back, and the creature hangs like a yo-yo. Mewn starts spinning it in a circle. He tosses the creature toward the moon. It flies through the air and faceplants into the moon. The creature holds on to the moon. It stands up and runs in circles around it, wrapping it in the string. It ties a little knot and taps on the string down to Mewn. Mewn pulls on the string. He slowly pulls the moon closer. Mewn grabs onto the moon. The creature crawls around and smiles at Mewn. In the daylight on the Sun Temple.
My point is this, like, I just don't think I'm good at being bad, right? Like, I don't have an evil bone in my body. I mean, technically, I don't have any bones, but that's not the point. The point is, I want to be a good demon, but it doesn't come naturally. I don't know how to be a good...
Spleen touches a flower. It bursts into flames. Huh? Crack runs with a spear toward the lava monsters. He gets stuck in the rock. He trips over it and lands in pieces.
Well, nature doesn't love you back. Get used to it. Now let's break this thing!
They look up at the chains. In the night forest, Liyun and Sahon look up through the trees. The moon moves down.
What is that fool doing?
Stay here. Let me handle this.
Sahon hands Liyun his harpoon.
Come on, take it. The moon's fine. Just put it back in the sky, and let's forget about the whole thing.
In the moon temple.
Come on. Maybe no one noticed. It'll be our little secret.
Ahem.
The white creatures hide in pods in the tree.
With this wind velocity and this pressure gradient, the moon should hit the lower troposphere in... What was that?
Sun Temple collapses.
Lane! What are you doing back there? Looks like I'm carrying this whole thing myself!
Box carries a huge rock on his back.
Prettiest flower in the land.
Spleen carries a small rock with a flower. Glim watches through a telescope. The large rock has a chain holding the sun bolted to it.
The sun! No!
Daylight creeps toward the grounded temple of the moon.
And where do you think you're going?
Two little devils are stealing the sun.
It's none of your business. Let the Guardians handle it.
But I need to tell them.
You need to do as I say.
Glim's arm breaks off in her father's hand.
Dad, give me back my hand. Dad.
Oh, sweetheart, you're just too fragile. All I want is to protect you from danger.
He reattaches her arm.
You have to trust me, Daddy.
Glim runs out of the rock house.
Glim, get back here!
His nose burns in the sunlight and he moves back inside.
You're made of the same wax as your mother.
Just like all your night friends, creeping and crawling. And when you come into the light, it's a disaster!
It's not my fault!
What's wrong with you, kid? It's an honor to be a guardian.
It's an honor I never wanted.
Sahan!
A girl?
Sahan!
Ladies first.
I'll finish with you later.
Sahan leaves. A white creature slides down and hands Mune the short string tied to the moon. He holds it like a balloon.
Oh, a fan. You came here to see your hero in action, didn't you?
Oh, wow. The sun. Somebody stole the sun.
Huh?
What?
I'll be right back.
Sahan leaves. The moon bobs through the plants. Mune emerges holding it. Glim grimaces and Mune cocks his head. Sahan climbs the moon temple's neck. The sun temple is shadowed in darkness and grounded.
Oh, no. This can't be happening.
Orange sunlight gets smaller in the distance. The sunlight disappears over the horizon.
What have I done on my first day? Night? At this time of day?
That's weird.
Everything is in darkness.
It's probably just an eclipse.
Well, well. You're mine once again.
Croesus plays with the sun.
For years I've been watching you. I spread your light around the planet. I spread life. Still, they took you back. They took your light away from me. They plunged me into darkness. Fine. Then.
Necros blows on the sun. It turns to black charcoal.
Bring on the darkness.
Oh, yeah. Hey, have you noticed how happy the boss looks? Knew a little chaos and destruction would turn that frown upside down.
The black sun lands on Spleen's flower.
Put the sun somewhere safe, where I can watch its heart grow cold and die.
You're an idiot!
But it's not my fault, I...
No? That wasn't you riding the Temple of the Moon like a wild Garoon? The Temple of the Moon!
Every guardian has their own style. Mine, well, it's a work in progress.
A work in progress? Oh, boy. You've obviously never studied the ancient books or any celestial laws. And you claim to be a guardian?
Glim's fire torch is blown out.
Seriously?
You're right.
She freezes.
I'm just a regular kid from the forest. All I'm good at is calming down babies who have nightmares. But you will put me in charge, right? It must be for a good reason. So I made one small mistake, but...
Yeah! Oh! I'm gonna... Huh? Hey! Stand still so I can hit you. Thanks to you, someone stole the sun!
You're so gonna pay for this.
What? First the moon, now the sun? And I'm the one who has to clean up after your mess!
But
you're going to have the shortest career of any guardian ever!
Glim unfreezes next to Sahan's warmth.
Hey! Hands off!
I believe I can identify the thief. It could only be Necros. For years he's been plotting to get revenge. And tonight, due to Mune's ineptitude, well, he got it.
Okay, let's get a few things straight. Here, you're the real guardian. Mune, you're fired. Sorry.
Sahan hands Liyun the moon on a string. Mune runs off into the forest.
Hurry, Sahan. Without the sun's light, the moon will wane and soon go out.
Don't worry. I'm on it. I'm gonna get that sun back.
Wait! I'm coming with you!
Liyun's eyes turn black.
You're warm. And if you get too far away, I'll freeze.
This isn't the time.
You're not gonna leave me here. All alone. In the dark. In the forest. Unprotected.
Glim bats her eyelashes. Mune walks alone through the dimly fluorescent dark forest.
Oh, no.
He approaches dead plants.
What have I done?
You destroyed what was most sacred to us.
People of the night stand in the trees.
My friends, I'm sorry. I never meant to cause any harm.
You unhooked the moon.
I was trying to get it back. I almost did, but...
Don't you realize the consequences of what you've done? You don't belong here anymore.
The people turn their backs and leave.
No. No, don't leave. I can still fix it. I... Dad, I'm sorry. I promise I'll find a way to make this right.
His dad nods and walks away into darkness.
Glim! Glim! Go! Where is that girl?
Glim's father holds a torch and walks through the forest. The torch blows out.
Seriously?
He freezes.
It's not every girl who gets this kind of quality climbing lesson with me, one-on-one. You wouldn't believe it. It's your lucky day.
You're right.
They climb a rock wall. Glim slips down.
Can I get a hand here? I'm stuck.
Yeah, stuck with me.
Sahone yanks Glim up on top of the rock.
See, Daisy. Hello, getting swole.
He drops her.
You won't find guns like that on Night, people. Hey, by the way, are you from Night or Day?
I'm mixed. I'm from Dawn and Dusk. Do you have a problem with that? You're not prejudiced, are you?
What? No, of course not. I mean, it's just that Night guys are different. They scare kids.
Wait a minute. The fourth star of the zebra constellation indicates north, which means we're heading east. Ugh, we're going round in circles.
Hmm? No, of course not. I know exactly where I'm at.
Sahone falls.
I know my star, Sahone. I'll take the lead from here.
Fireflies fly in front of them. In a tree, Mune summons the fireflies.
Whoa!
Really? You're gonna swoon over blinking insects?
I'm coming to look for the sun with you.
Dream on, bug boy. I'm on my way down to the underworld. You wouldn't last a minute down there.
I want to fix the damage I did.
Oh, that's cute. If you run into Necros, are you going to sing him a lullaby?
You won't make it through the forest alone.
Mune moves his arms and the fireflies fly ahead of them.
You need me.
Finding the sun is serious business, small fry.
You guys keep arguing about who's man enough? I'm going.
Glim walks between them, following the light.
All right. You can guide me out of the forest. But after that, you're out of the picture. You're not tough enough for what's ahead.
Hurry! I'm freezing here!
Liyun lifts the moon up and places it back in the air.
I am the guardian of the moon! Yes, sirree! Chicka-chicka-boom! Chicka-chicka-boom! Guardian of the moon! Ooh, I didn't see you there. Ahem! Now, rise and go forth into the night!
The moon temple remains still. The moon starts to sink in the sky.
What? Wait! No! Why won't you stay up?
The moon falls on top of the trees.
Sahone, aren't you afraid of the lightning monster?
Who?
Well, you know. The ancient books say that in order to get to the underworld, you have to dive into a giant blue hole and face the terrifying, blood-sucking, bone-crushing lightning monster guarding the entrance.
Oh.
No one even knows what it looks like, because no one has ever survived the journey. Ever.
I don't read books, but I can throw a harpoon. You're safe as long as you stay with me.
What about Necros? The ancient books say he became a gigantic lava monster.
I told you I don't read!
Liyun tugs the moon down from the trees and holds it in his hand. The people of the night peek through the trees.
Liyun? What's happening with the moon?
My powers, they're gone.
Never fear, good people of the night. I'm in charge now.
The moon wanes thinner in his hands, and the earth starts shaking. All the fluorescent light in the forest dims to black. A squirrel falls on Glim's dad's frozen face.
We'd better hurry.
Don't panic. It's quite all right.
A large dark blue hole is in the water next to the land.
The giant blue hole. It's exactly how the books described it. Amazing.
And how do the books say we get down there? Disguise ourselves as sardines?
Mune turns over a rock.
This algae is filled with oxygen. It'll provide enough air underwater
Sahone,
eat some algae.
Well, okay. Not too bitter for you?
No.
Delicious. What?
Strange. I mean, helium algae is known for being quite bitter.
You did that on purpose. Come here, you little...
This over here is oxygen algae.
Mune eats a piece.
You see? Glim, here's one for you.
I won't need any.
But...
Try it. This stuff's actually pretty good.
The water's too cold for me. I might freeze and break.
What, you thought adventure meant riding unicorns and dancing with elves?
Bad news, honey.
We're not living in a fairy tale.
It's gonna be okay. I'll take you with me.
Toasty.
Sahone gets in the water. He wades down further.
Don't let me sink, okay?
You'll be safe.
She dips her foot in the water.
Just let yourself go.
He holds her hand and pulls her in the water.
I won't let you down. I promise.
They go underwater. Glim freezes. Mune grabs her and carries her on his back, deeper in the water.
Man, why didn't I think of that?
What?
Huh? Oh, nothing.
They swim to the brim of the hole. They dive in and swim down.
Small,
the white creatures group together and talk.
Oh, stop chirping, will you? Do something!
The moon wanes away into dust.
No!
The creatures go in their pods. The Temple of the Moon opens its eyes. It stands up. Yoon is flung around on it. The people of the night run. The temple stomps around. Mune's furry creature jumps out of the bushes and wags its tail. The temple's foot lands on him. All the plants in the forest die and their lights go out completely. Glim's father's frozen wax body is shrouded in darkness. The people of the night shake, hidden in a cave. The people of the day run around in a frenzy.
Oh no! It's the big blackout! It's the end of the world!
The earth is completely dark amongst the stars.
Darkness is spreading all over the planet.
Death and destruction! Chaos, chaos everywhere!
Please, enough with the chaos already. I'm gonna have nightmares again.
K-A-O-S, chaos! K-A-O-S, chaos! Chaos, chaos, chaos!
Sahone and Mune, with Glim on his back, swim deeper into the hole. A black tentacle wraps around Glim's legs and lifts her off Mune's back.
Huh? Oh, Glim!
Hey! Unhand the lady!
They swim after the tentacles.
Glim! Lim, I'm coming! I'm here! Let her go!
Mune starts biting the tentacle. Another tentacle flicks him off through the water, narrowly missing Sahara. The harpoon flies and hits the tentacle. It releases Glim. She quickly sinks down. Mune swims to Glim. A tentacle grabs him. Glim sinks down in darkness. The tentacle swings Mune around.
Sahone! Sahone, do something!
I'm trying!
Sahone pulls on his spear, stuck in another tentacle. A tentacle wraps around his chest. Another grabs his spear. He hangs onto it.
Oh, there you go! You got him!
The tentacle holding Mune punches Sahone in the face. The tentacles release as a bright light shines.
The books were right! It's a lightning monster! Swim for your life, Mune!
Who are you calling a monster, Snotface?
Hey, I'm the Guardian of the Sun. Show some respect.
Yeah? Well, I'm Phosphor!
Phosphor's chest and fins light up. He coughs and the lights flicker.
Are you the Guardian of the Underworld?
No, but I was Guardian of the Moon once. But that was way before your time. All right, give the girl back, Spikey.
The tentacle places Glim on Moon's back.
Kind of pretty, ain't she? But she don't say much.
We need to get to the Underworld. Necros has stolen the sun.
Why didn't you stop him? I thought you were the Guardian.
He's a sneaky devil.
Is that right? Well, that's different then. You know, you really are pathetic.
No, but it's his fault.
Some Guardian you are.
Master Phospho! I was picked by accident, but you were a real Guardian. We need your help.
I haven't heard that in a while. One question. Why do you want the sun back, kid?
Because I'm a Guardian?
Well, at least you're honest. Come on, then. You'll need all the help you can get.
The dark planet spins in the sky. A patch of fog forms off the water. Phospho, rolled into a tight ball, flies out of the water through the sky over the fog. Settling down on the land, he unwraps, with Mune, Glim, and Sahone inside.
Here we go, the road to the Underworld. Keep moving. It's a long and gloomy journey.
What about Glim? We can't leave her like this.
Glim's frozen form starts to tip over.
All right.
Mune catches her.
Move aside and watch the artist at work.
Lighted antennae from Phospho wiggle and attach to Glim.
I'm strengthening your wax so that nothing but the sun itself can melt you. There we go. Wakey, wakey.
Glim slaps Phospho.
Hands off!
Hey, I was just making your wax stronger, that's all. I just saved your life, girl. Come on, don't I deserve a kiss for that? Won't you indulge, old coot?
Wow, can I do that too?
Every Guardian develops his own gift. Yours clearly is screwing everything up.
Who is that guy?
He says he was the Guardian of the Moon. Phospho something.
Phospho? But the ancient book said
Come on! Ain't got all day.
Mune, thank you for watching out for me.
Glim, you can hold on to me if you're feeling scared.
Hey, does that go for me too? Can I hold you if I get scared?
No.
Master Phospho. I've read all the history books about it, but you were actually there. Could you tell us what really happened with Necros?
Necros, huh? Well, that traitor used to be a great Guardian of the Sun. But then he snapped.
The corruptors wrap around the old Necros. His eyes turn black. A waterfall from his rock chest turns into
that
lava.
Rogue got greedy. Thought he'd keep the sun all for himself. Luckily, Zolal stepped in.
Zolal, that dried prune?
That's right. Back then, he was the most powerful warrior on the planet, so there was a clash of the titans. A real doozy!
The old Zolal swings a sledgehammer.
In the end, Zolal smashed Necros all the way into the underworld. So there you have it. Speaking of the underworld, it's right down there, at the bottom of this chasm.
Whoa, but I don't understand why Zolal had to step in. As Guardian of the Moon, weren't you supposed to watch over the harmony of the planet?
Well, I was busy, you know, watching over the moon.
A younger Phospho hides behind a rock.
But then why'd you go into exile after that? Chapter 35 of Book 4 says...
Don't believe everything you read, girl. But if that's what you think of me, I guess you won't be needing my help, then.
That's not what she meant.
Oh,
we...
I get it.
Phosfo flies away.
Nice job.
What? I was just asking.
The group scales into the chasm.
The temple? What's it doing here?
Mune climbs back up. The temple gallops over the white landscape.
The moon? No! The moon is gone. The temple's gone crazy. I have to stop it.
We don't have time for that. The sun is dying. It may be too late already.
You take care of the sun. I have to save the moon.
No, Mune! Remember, the guardians are linked. The ancient books said...
You've really got to stop reading those books, babe. Come on.
Sahone jumps into the hole to the underworld.
Get lost, Marblehead!
One of the temple's feet slams in front of Mune, his furry creature.
Garoon! What are you doing here?
Hangs onto temple's leg and slides off.
Come here, boy! Quick! We have to catch him!
Okay, now let's stop that temple! We have a planet to save! Go!
Yeah!
Glim and Mune ride Groot. Sahone lands in the underworld. Corruptors slither towards him from every angle. Sahone lies passed out on the ground. The temple stumbles and runs. Mune and Glim follow on Groot.
Careful!
Don't worry! This I know how to do.
They ride under the temple, narrowly dodging his back foot. Groot jumps and Mune jumps off, latching on to one of the temple's feet.
No! I don't know how to steer this thing!
Mune climbs up the temple's legs.
Calm down.
Mune runs up the temple's neck to his eye.
Easy, boy. Calm down. I'm here.
Whoa. Mune hangs from its beak and it shakes its head around. Blue sparkles fly off Mune, hitting the temple's face. Its eye lightens from red and bloodshot to white and green. The temple slows to a walk.
Wow. It's working. Calm down!
The temple's pupils widen. It stops and stands still.
That was amazing.
Groot and Glim ride toward the temple's feet and stop. Glim looks up.
Mune? Mune!
The temple lowers its head and beak. Mune rides the beak.
Did you see that? My dust worked on him.
Well, I'll be... Little guy, calm that temple right now. Kid's got guts. A darn sight more guts than I ever had.
Sahone wakes up. The corruptors surround him, forming a large dome.
Who's this? Looks like the Guardian of the Sun.
I am the Guardian of the Sun.
Isn't that the moron who lost the sun? What a loser. Mune's the real hero. Can't you just clean up after him? You're just a loser with a broom.
Sahone pushes corruptors out of the way.
What's he doing now? He wants to get by. The moron.
They push him back to the center.
Pathetic oaf. You're the worst Guardian of the Sun ever.
Sahone's face starts turning black and his eyes black and red.
Pathetic. Is that really all you got, hero?
Evil! No, scary.
In the temple, the white creatures peek out of their pods.
Leon, where are you? Leon, what are you doing? Leon, come on! Wake up! Where's the moon?
It died! It became the guardian and then it died! Everything went wrong! Why me?
So, why this is me? The end.
It's not fair. How could Necros betray me? I did everything he asked. Those lying snakes. Those lying
snakes. Mune walks over to the mural
Everyone
on the
picks
ground.
On me. I'm really quite lovable when you get to know me.
Come at yourselves.
I'll get a new moon from the world of dreams.
Who do you think you are? A god? You can't just create a moon.
The first guardian did.
We're all doomed. Doomed, I tell you.
Mune lifts the mural. A bright light shines underneath it.
Come on, Glenn. Let's go.
They hop into the light.
Mune! Hey, wait for me!
The mural shuts on Liam's foot. Cartoon versions of Mune and Glim land on the ground next to a small black creature. They fly away and fall into another creature's mouth. They run along a scaled bird's body. They run into a spotlight and start dancing. Mune carries Glim and they run.
Are we in the world of dreams?
A dream world version of Spleen runs beside them and is squashed by a foot. Mune looks down and it's a black creature in his arms. Glim and Mune are surrounded by misshapen black creatures. Blue sparkles explode the tiny monster.
Whoa. You did it again.
Yeah. I've got powers. Maybe the moon was right after all. Okay. Now I'm gonna show these ugly monsters who the real master of dreams is. Enough with the nightmares! Let's have some dreams!
Mune waves his hand at the whole crowd, and the monsters disappear one by one. He moves around the black smoke of the monsters and sends it up into the sky. It explodes into a firework. A triangular lavender rock like the one in the mural stands point down with the carving of the mood in the side.
The moon quarry! I thought that was a legend.
By the mighty power of the guardians, I command a new moon to appear!
Glim taps Mune's shoulder. She points to a hammer and chisel. Mune approaches the rock and the tools. One of the white creatures holds up the rock with shaking arms. It smiles at Mune. Mune lifts the tools and climbs on the rock. The creature's arms buckle halfway under the added weight. It straightens its arms back up. Mune carves a new moon from the stone. The dream world Spleen walks toward the rock. A rock flies into Spleen's mouth. The real Spleen wakes up in the underworld, coughing.
I saw him. He was carving a new moon.
Who cares? The sun's as good as dead, and so's that little blue fur ball.
Sahone's body is almost entirely black.
This is ridiculous. This is getting embarrassing. They call him the guardian of the sun. Give me a break.
Stop it! I'll fight you! I'll fight all of you!
Such anger! Such hatred!
What's happening to me?
You're darker than Necros. Demon!
That does it! Back off, you fork-tongued mealy-worm!
A blue light shines on Sahone and Phospho wraps him in a ball.
I know you're nearby, Necros. I let you spread your chaos once. I sure as heck ain't gonna let you get away with it again.
Phospho, that useless fraud is your backup? I'm surprised to see you here, my old friend. I thought you'd be cowering somewhere behind a rock.
Don't listen to these vipers. They're trying to make you evil, just like they did in the Necro.
Sahone grabs Phosphos' throat.
Shut up, Gramps. I am sick of your old drooling face. I'll crush you into dust.
Phosphos' tongue hangs out. He zaps Sahone with an antenna.
Have some respect for your elders, Squirt.
Now back on your feet. Come on!
It's too late.
A new moon floats up. Mune drifts up behind it.
How are you doing that?
I don't know. I just am.
Mune takes her hands and she flies too. They float up together, holding hands. Mune lets go and Glim pirouettes through the air. They join hands again and look at each other.
I like dreaming with you.
She looks down to the side. They spin around and pull closer together. They spin in a circle, Mune floating over Glim. They pull each other's faces closer and close their eyes. Before their lips touch, the moon sucks them upward. They pop up through the mural back into the temple. They hang on to the moon, normal again.
I had a funny dream.
Yeah. Me too.
They land and move away from each other. The white creatures emerge from their pods. The moon floats in front of them. One creature leaps and ties a string around the moon. Mune grabs the string from the creature holding the moon like a balloon. Liyun stares with his mouth wide open.
Mune, I misjudged you.
He kneels.
Forgive me. You really are the guardian of the moon.
Liyun limps away.
Well, I better put this back in the sky then.
The moon can't shine without the sun's light. They're connected, like the guardians, remember?
No time to lose then. Let's find Sahone.
Mune hands Glim the moon. He walks to the tree and looks up at all the strings. A white creature winks at him. Mune plays the strings. The temple begins to walk.
Calm down, my friend. Deep breath. Now, take my energy.
Phospho touches Sahone with his antennae. The blackness fades off Sahone.
You look much better when you shine.
Phospho?
Phospho turns gray.
Phospho, what are you doing?
I'm going out in style. The way a guardian should.
No! No!
Beams of light poke through the Dome of Corruptors and it all explodes. Sahone stands alone.
Thank you, Phospho.
Okay, here we go. Evil laugh.
No, from the diaphragm! From the diaphragm, you,
you
idiot!
You bunch of useless imbeciles. I'll have to take care of this myself.
Sahone!
Glim and Mune float down with the moon.
Sahone!
Glim! Mune! I didn't think I would ever see you again.
Sahone takes Mune in a bear hug.
We missed you too, my friend.
Well, shall we?
Sahone picks up his harpoon and they run between rock walls toward the lava light. They've reached a cliff. Mune places the moon behind a rock. The underworld is a large lava and rock cavern.
Come on, let's go!
Rock shards shoot up from the ground.
Welcome, Guardian.
Necros lifts them in his hand.
The sun and the moon in the underworld. What a treat.
Hang on!
Mune takes Glim in his arms and leaps onto another rock.
Sahone! Watch out!
Get the sun! I'll take care of Lava Pack!
Necros closes his fist. Sahone flies
you
down.
You sound awfully confident for such a failure.
You disgraced the honor of the Guardians of the Sun!
I'm gonna enjoy crushing you.
Quick! We gotta go!
They leap down rocks. A stone bridge leads to the dark sun. They jump from rock to rock. Something tackles Mune into the air. They land on a rock below.
You're mine, sucker! And right now, your girlfriend is in the clutches of my evil accomplice!
Flowers are so pretty, but you have to take care of them, right?
Right. And that's why I gotta go. Gotta water them.
Oh, yeah. No, of course. Bye-bye.
Glim runs away.
You thought you could spread darkness on my planet? And get away with it?
Not on my watch.
Sahone stabs his spear in Necros' stone chest. Necros swings his fist at Sahone and he jumps off.
You're too late. The sun is dead. There's nothing you can do to save your planet now.
Necros swings at Sahone. He raises his spear and scrapes the underpart of Necros' arm. Sahone's spear hits Necros' face.
You bite like a mosquito.
Necros swats Sahone away.
Oh! Oh, that hurt.
Mox flies at Mune and he ducks.
Hot plate coming
Mune
through.
Ducks again. Glim jumps on the stone bridge.
Glim! Don't go any closer!
Mox knocks Mune over.
Gotcha now! It's chaos time!
Glim climbs the rock holding the sun. Mox and Mune fight on the ground. Sahone is thrown into a rock. Sahone is smashed by Necros' foot. Glim blows on the sun. Her arms start melting. Wax drips on the rock.
Glim!
She's gonna make a nice puddle.
Get your stinking breath out of my face!
Mune kicks Mox into the air.
Glim!
Glim staggers. The sun illuminates and starts to float. Mune runs on the stone bridge. Glim is half melted onto the ground.
I saved the sun.
Yeah, you did.
You have to help Sahone.
No. No, I need to save you.
No. It's too late for me. But you can defeat Necros. I've seen your power. Go. My Sandman.
Glim's eyes shut. Necros rises behind Mune.
You think you can light the sun just by puffing on it? I'll blow it out quicker than it took your girlfriend to melt. You're trapped, little blue rat.
Necros stomps on Mune.
Sahone?
Sahone stops
Quick,
his foot.
Noon, get out of here.
And holds it up.
I can't hold him for long.
I've had enough of you. Die! Eject!
He stomps his foot down. The moon rises from behind the rocks. The sun rises with it. Sahone's chest illuminates.
What's going on?
I can feel it too.
Blue sparkles come from Mune's arms.
Let's show him what we're made of.
Yeah. Let's finish him off.
Sahone lifts Necros's foot and Necros stumbles backward.
I got him. 99!
He covers Necros in blue sparkles, a dream world version of Necros.
What have you done to me?
You're taking a nap, big guy. I put you to sleep.
You dodgy little blue rat!
Necros swings at Mune.
I'm the master of dreams. There's nothing you can do to me here.
You're gonna pay!
You really need a cool...
Mune dives into the lava waterfall in Necros' chest. Mune pulls out a corruptor from Necros' chest.
Hold still, dummy!
The long corruptor comes all the way out and looks at Mune in the air. It dives at Mune. Mune fills its mouth with blue sparkles. Mune tightens his hand and the corruptor shrinks.
This snake has been squeezing your heart for too long.
Mune blows the small corruptor into ash. The black molten rock flies off of Necros' body. He emerges as his old self. The blue waterfall flows from his chest. He smiles and nods at Mune. Mune nods back. In the underworld, grass grows from the rocks and the lava waterfalls flow clear water. Mune sleeps against a rock. Sahone touches his chest.
Mune.
Huh?
You put out the fires of the underworld.
A rock formation in the shape of Necros grows grass.
That was epic!
The sun and moon float together over the green underworld.
I never thought I'd say this, but... Mune, you really are the most powerful guardian of all time.
Spleen picks a flower. His head has bushes growing from it.
You okay, Mux?
I bloomed.
Mux is covered in flowers.
I think I'm gonna like it here.
In the forest, the moonlight illuminates Mune on top of a rock. He molds a torso, feet, and hands. He places molds of hair on the stone figure and shapes the face to look like Glim. Sahone watches from the forest, then walks away, frowning. Mune stands up and breaks a small piece of the moon off. He places it on the stone figure's hands and crosses the arms over its chest. Mune takes the moon and walks away. The light slowly fading away from the figure of Glim. Mune raises the moon in the air on a string coming from the temple. The people of the night light plants in the forest. The four-legged blue creature emerges from a cave.
That's Mune, the guardian of the moon.
I always knew he'd make it. What?
The Temple of the Moon starts walking. Mune rides on its beak, blue sparkles trailing him. Glim's figure lies in the forest. On the Temple of the Sun, Sahone raises the sun into the sky. Sunlight shines over the mountains and the hillside town. The flowers bloom. The people of the day emerge from their homes. Glim's dad unfreezes.
Glim! Glim!
Sahone takes a spear with a chain attached from Crack.
This is gonna be good.
He throws the spear. The chain flows out, and the people of the day cheer. The chain tightens. The Temple of the Sun walks with multiple chains on the sun. The sun shines over the plants and onto the figure of Glim. The moonlight in the figure's hands shines. The figure turns the pinkish wax color of Glim. It wiggles its fingers and toes. She opens her eyes. She opens her hand. The piece of the moon floats up in the air. She runs off into the forest. Glim runs through the glass past the Temple of the Sun.
Glim!
Sahone!
Glim!
She stands on a cliff. The moon is in the sky in the distance. In the forest below, her dad looks up at the cliff she is standing on.
Glim! Glim, I'm over here! Oh, Daddy loves you, sweetheart!
The Temple of the Moon walks toward her. Mune looks down at the cliff. His eyes widen. Glim looks up and smiles. The temple lowers its head to the cliff. She runs on its beak and hugs Mune. The temple raises its head.
My baby cat.
He freezes. They rise into the sky and look at each other with tears in their eyes. They kiss. The Temple of the Sun walks in the distance. Sahone and Crack look on.
Oh, don't you love happy endings?
He knocks Crack over.
Oops, my bad.
Credits, directed by Alexandra Haboyan and Benoit Philippon. Production design, Aurélien Pradal, Nicolas Marlet, Rémi Salmon. Art direction, Rémi Salmon. Story by Benoit Philippon. Screenplay, Benoit Philippon. Adaptation and dialogue, Benoit Philippon, Jerome Fanston, Rob Lowe, Christian Slater, Patton Oswalt, Ed Helms, Jeff Dunham, Original soundtrack by Bruno Coulet. Produced by Eitan Soumache, Alexis Vonard, Dimitri Rassam. Co-producers, Gregory Melin, Frédéric Dumas. Line producer, Canada, Kaibu, Bryce Garnier. Line producer, Jean-Bernard Marino. CG producer, Olivier Ricotto. Head of technology, Pascal Bertrand. Editing, Isabelle Elenfant. Sound, Oliver Calvert. Sound mixing, Stephanie Bergeron. Production manager, Canada, Martine Cote. Production manager, France, Lucie Bowles. CG supervisor, Jonathan Germain. Animation supervisor, Sebastian Bruno. Layout supervisor, Stefan Stoll. Co-production, On Animation Studios, Orange Studio, Kinology. Additional English language production by G-Kids, Eric Beckman, David Jestek, Rodney Uller. Additional production services, Georges Soto. English credits, John James Lynn. Credits roll over black. This song is not a wrong song.
You'll never feel happy until you